Hey y'all, much prosperity. I was on a Citizen app and it was updated 15 minutes ago with this following story, and I just wanted to read it to y'all. Serial killer in quotation marks arrested for three killings in the same Brooklyn building. 393 Powell Street, Brownsville, Brooklyn. Citizen summary. Citizen is an app that basically it lets you know what's going on in the area that you're in, or I believe you put an address, it could tell you what's going on in that area too, and this helps you to be more safe and just be more abreast of what's going on. But I'll talk more about that later. Let's get back into the ad. Police have taken a man into custody regarding a string of murders in a Brownsville NYCHA building that took place between November 2015 and January of 2021. In a press conference held Thursday afternoon, which is today, I believe, NYPD Chief of Detectives Rodney Harris said that Kevin Gavin, 66, of the Woodson Houses at 393 Powell Street, has been arrested for the murder of three women in his building. Harrison said that Gavin was familiar with many of the residents of the building and ran errands for some of the elderly tenants. On November 9th, 2015, 82 Myrtle McKinney was found dead in her apartment. Initially, police believed that she had died of natural causes, but upon further inspection, it was discovered that she had been stabbed in the neck. The case has remained open until recently, with a very few leads. On April 30th, 2019, 83-year-old Jacqueline James was found dead in her apartment with what Harrison referred to as highly suspicious injuries to her face and neck. The most recent of the killings happened just last week on January 15th, 2021. When 78-year-old Juanita Caballero, well, Caballero, was found dead in her apartment with a telephone cord tied around her neck. Harrison said that recent forensic evidence created a definitive link between Gavin and the three murders. Police are investigating any other incidents in the building that could be linked back to the suspect. Brooklyn District Attorney Eric Gonzalez said that a grand jury will meet to hear the evidence. "I am confident that the defendant took advantage of his relationship with these women, was allowed into their homes, and did unspeakable act of violence against them," Gonzalez said. "I am confident that we have the right person in custody." That was updated on at 2:19 p.m. today. So that's just that on that. I just seen it and it was just like, oh, you know what? Since I'm already in the speaking mood, let me just speak on it. But to any of the family members that are affected by this tragedy, my condolences, and they're just in a better place, and I'm grateful for that. So much prosperity, y'all, and remember, we are all here for a purpose. However hopeful thing, Chad, I'm trying to get it together. Sometimes things can seem so hopeless, but we must remain hopeful because we're all here for a purpose and we're all here for a plan. So be great, and until next time, later.